Welcome to a brand new episode of Fairy Dust TV. I'm your host, Jen Burton, romantic fairy godmama to smart, successful, single women around the world. Today's topic, how to meet men without online dating, part two. Now, before we dive into this topic today, if you have not watched part one of how to meet men with online dating, that's a show you need to go listen to first and then come back and meet me here. That's going to cover three things that you need to do before you actually go out into the world and meet these men socially. It's very, very important, an important precursor to everything that we're talking about today. Also, full disclosure, I'm a huge fan of online dating. I love online dating for my clients. In fact, I set up each one of my clients in an online dating experience because it is one of the easiest ways to meet men and build the romantic courage that you need. But socially meeting men, to me, is just as important. And we're going to talk exclusively today about that. Before we get started, though, I do want you to know, I think that these two mediums of dating work perfectly together, and it's something that you should definitely consider doing. And if you need help with the online dating part, because maybe it's left a bad taste in your mouth, maybe you had crickets or crazy guys, like inbox crickets, so you never got contacted by anybody, or some crazy guys contacting you, well, I can help you that. You need to check out my program, Irresistibility, and all you have to do to get the first two chapters for free is go to helpmeonlinedate.com, fill out your email address, and I'll shoot that, those first two video chapters, over to you. Now, back to meeting men offline, meeting men without online dating. Today, specifically, we're going to talk about three places that are great venues for meeting the men of your dreams. I say men, but I mean man too. It depends. We do mantourage dating here at havehimyourway.com. So mantourage dating essentially is dating more than one man at a time until you meet your forever man. So there's a huge possibility while you're doing this that you're going to have several really amazing men to choose from. So, but back, I went off on a little tangent there, back to the topic of today. How to meet men without online dating, the venue edition. So number one, I think one of the best places to meet men without online dating is setups and blind dates. Okay, now before you go into that process, and I know all of us have heard horror stories of being set up or going on blind dates, I still want you to know that this is a great way to meet men, especially after you go over the information in part one of how to meet men without online dating. So there is a specific way that I want you to address your friends about this, and I covered that in another show that you can find at havehimyourway.com/summertime. There's a way that I want you to tell your friends about what you're looking for that's going to help them. If they decide to set you up, it's going to help them do it with more qualified men, to more meaning they're going to set you up with most likely they're going to set you up with much better options of men. Now, also remember, I like blind dates. I think there is nothing wrong with blind dates. I'm very adventurous, so I think it's kind of fun, and I have no problem going into a blind date and enjoying myself. But I know for a lot of women that's extraordinarily uncomfortable. So what you could do is you could do a setup and a group date. So say your friend wants to introduce you to somebody. Really very simple to say, you know, just tell that her, let's refer to her as a her, say, hey, thank you, you know, I would love that, but I feel more comfortable because I'm a lot scared of going on a blind date. How about that we do a group date? And I think group dates can be very, very fun too, and they can take a lot of pressure off for those of you women who maybe are super uncomfortable with the whole blind date scenario. Okay, moving on with number two. And number two is conferences and events. Now, these can be work conferences, and I'm not talking about work conferences where you're exclusively with the people that you work with in your company. I'm talking about where you mix and mingle with other companies, all that good stuff. Other events, especially events about things that you're very passionate about that involved a co-ed audience. I know I've heard of numerous accounts of people meeting the love of their life at Tony Robbins events. I mean, that's pretty cool if you're into that kind of thing. So you just think of that whole scenario. There's a lot of opportunity, whether it be through networking, but there's a lot of opportunity to connect and explore different pieces of your personality with people at these events because you a lot of times have quite a bit in common and a lot of fun stuff to talk about. So it's a definite romantic fairy godmother, two thumbs up for meeting high quality men that you'll be wildly attracted to. Which brings me to number three, dating events. Now, when I say dating events, I mean things like speed dating, meetups, match events, all different types of events that are specifically designed for singles. It can even be if you attend church, it can be your singles group at church. Now, before I go in a little bit more into this, I want to acknowledge that for a lot of women, and maybe you included, like online dating events have a specific negative connotation. Now, not as much as they used to have years and years ago because it's much more normalized in our society, but I know that residual negative connotation still exists for some of you. And I want you to look at this in a completely different manner, with a completely different perspective. The truth is that dating events are a great place to meet high quality men. You want to know why? Because every one of those people has raised their hand to say, "Hey, I'm interested in dating. I'm interested in seeing if there's a really great romantic outcome here." So, unlike other social situations, there's not a guessing game. Okay, you know that this person that's talking to you is most likely very interested in seeing what the romantic possibilities are if there's a mutual interest. That thought alone can take a lot of pressure off of you. And what we don't want to do when we're going into social situations and learning to meet men and experience men differently is we don't want to add a whole bunch of additional pressure, additional things to worry about. So I want you to become an adored woman because that's what we do here at HaveHimYourWay.com. We teach you to become an adored woman, to manterage date, to date more than one man at a time until you find your forever man, or indefinitely if you so choose, and really experience what it feels like to connect to men in a different way, in a way that's much more on your terms than you have ever experienced before. Which is why, going back to the beginning of the show, I was talking about how much I love online dating to help you build that romantic courage. But it is absolutely imperative as well that you start showing up socially as the adored woman that you are. And you can meet the man of your dreams very easily socially, which is where I met my man, my husband, and we've been together now for 10 years. So online dating, it's a fantastic thing to do. I highly recommend it. If you need help with it, go to helpmeonlinedate.com. Otherwise, lover girl, let's quickly wrap up today's topic and review. If you want to meet my man without online dating, here's where you go. Number one, setups, blind dates. Number two, conferences and events that intrigue you and interest you. And number three, dating events. I will see you next time, lover girl, and here's to you having him your way.